السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. والحمد لله حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه، والحمد لله على جزيل نعمائه، وسبحانه وتعالى على علو أسمائه وصفاته، وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الصادق الأمين محمد المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، صحابته الصالحين الغر الميامين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اكتبنا منهم، آمين. We were discussing just before this break in the context of the summary on Tazkiyah that the Tazkiyah intends to cleanse the qalb from, number one, the ailments that contaminate our qulub. The ailments that contaminate our qulub, such as shirk, such as kibr, such as ujb, such as ghurur, such as vanity and arrogance, such as hasad and hirs and tama', such as ghulu, such as sawratul ghadab, such as ghafla, and so on. To purify our qulub from those, if you will, ugly traits and characteristics of our inner world, and to adorn the qalb with the opposites of those ill qualities and virtues, with tawheed, with ilm versus ignorance and versus shirk, with tawadu', with mahabbatullah azza wa jal, with sabr, with rida, with qana'a, with tawadu', and the very many positive inner qualities and inner beautiful images of the inner human identity. Now, in adorning the qalb with beautiful qualities and in cleansing the qalb from ugly characteristics, what would be the utmost and the ultimate, what would be the ultimate inner virtue of the qalb, an inner characteristic, sifa of the qalb that we want to attain, that will comprise every other, that will subsume consequently every other positive and beautiful quality? Na'am? Qalbun salim. Qalbun salim. My question was actually, what is salim? Qalbun salim. To attain, yes, a qalb that is salim. That is a qalb that is healthy and sound and safe and salim, in a constant state of safety and of being cleared away from. Ultimately, I said, what is it that we want to achieve? We want to achieve ultimately tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, or ikhlas lillah Azza wa Jal. And we want to rid ourselves of, basically, the ultimate thing is ishraq. Every khair, every beautiful characteristic is subsumed by Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I hope this we will grow to learn about and to experience every quality, every beautiful quality is subsumed by Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And every evil quality and every evil characteristic is subsumed by shirk, the opposite of tawheed or of ikhlas. Khair? Because tawheed, and the ultimate state of tawheed, means that inside of the qalb of the individual, there now is no attachment. No other attachment except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately. No attachment except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any other attachment is, whether it is physical or emotional or psychological or intellectual or of any sort, is a form of shirk, of ishraq. Any other attachment other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ishraq. And thus, most human beings have some forms of ishraq. Some of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives by maghfirah, by tawbah and so on. Some minor forms of shirk. Except the major form of shirk that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive except through most sincere and nasuh tawbah. Any relationship that we shall continue to allow and nurture is an attachment to a created thing through our attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via our attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ay, إِذَا أَحْبَبْنَا بِاللَّهِ بَعْدَ لِلَّهِ. Ultimately, إِذَا أَحْبَبْنَا بِاللَّهِ وَإِذَا كَرِهْنَا بِاللَّهِ وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا بِاللَّهِ وَإِذَا أَحْسَسْنَا بِاللَّهِ. Ultimately, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many of his ad'iyya invocations, for example, would say, Allahumma, for example, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yanfa'uni hubbuhu indak. اللهم ما رزقتني مما أحب فاجعله قوة لي فيما تحب اللهم ما زويت عني مما أحب فاجعله فراغا لي فيما تحب. Or for example, when he said also in the hadith related that he said that also صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين سلما لأوليائك وحربا أو عدوا لأعدائك نحب بحبك نحب بحبك من أحبك ونعادي بعداوتك من خالفك. Again, both of these texts, the first of which, both of these texts indicates that the ultimate state of desirable is that everything else we attach ourselves to this created world ultimately should be, and the most desirable state is that it is via our attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our attachment comes to Allah azza wa jal is what determines after that what attachments through Him are permitted. Anything else that does not come through Him is, again, will lead to shirk, and it is a form of shirk. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. That's another text that indicates that, says Allah Azza wa Jal. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يحول is a way between the individual and his or her qalb, for good and for bad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first dua, said what means, Ya Allah, I ask you your hub. I ask you your hub. In other words, I want to be beloved by you. وَمِنْ يَسْأَلُكَ حُبَّكَ, your hub to me. اللهم إني أسألك حبك and وحب من ينفعني حبه عندك, and the حب of those whose حب will benefit me with you. See that? سبحان الله. And I ask you the حب of those whose حب shall benefit me with you, not independent from you, not an attachment that is not via you, through you, and by you. I ask for any attachment of legitimate attachments in this world, that they be by you, through you, Ya Allah. وَحُبَّ مَا يَنْفَعُنِي حُبُّهُ عِنْدَكَ, and it keeps emphasizing it when it says, Subhanallah, اللهم ما رزقتني مما أحب فاجعله قوة لي فيما تحب. Ya Allah, whatever you grant me of what I have hub for, loosely translated as I love, whatever you grant me that which I love, let it be strength to me in what you have hub for. SubhanAllah. And whatever you keep away from me, or you deprive me of what I have hub for, let it be, two ways to look at it, emptiness for me in what you have hub for. What it means, if you took from me something, you didn't give me something that I love, that I have hub for, then make that time out from me to you. Now, you didn't give me something that would keep me preoccupied of what I love, then let that be then fullness of focus in what you have hub for. This is tawheed. This is tawheed. Every attachment is via our attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, the qalb must be cleansed and cleared, and that is the ultimate goal of the seekers. That is the ultimate goal of the seekers. In that other text, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes also this dua, نُحِبُّ بِحُبِّكَ مَنْ أَحَبَّ وَنُعَادِي بِعَدَاوَتِكَ مَنْ خَالَفَكَ. That we have hub, and grant us that we have hub of anything and anyone, نُحِبُّ, of anything, of anyone, that we have hub to anything and to anyone by your hub, بِحُبِّك. But the means and the instrument and the path and the way to our hub, to our love, to our desire for other things and other creations, is attained and achieved by your hub. That is, by your hub to us and by our hub to you. Not outside of that. Outside of that is, for the seeker, danger zone. Because then if we don't have hub by the hub of Allah, then we have the hub by the nafs, by the self. And that's when I remind myself and you that oftentimes when we say, I love you, I love it, I love that, I love this, it is my nafs that loves. I have hub to something by my nafs, not by my qalb. this divine, subtle creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the heavenly world that is connected to its own world. Our qulub, when veiled, not in a state of full tazkiyah, veiled partially or totally by the nafs and by shaytan, then, especially if my qalb is fully nafs, and we shall talk about that furthermore, inshallah ta'ala, then my hub and my fear and my desire and my will and my hope and my raja are nafsani and not qalbi, that are of a nafsi origin, not of a qalb origin. Uhibbu nuhibbu bihubbika man ahabbak. All of this indicating that the ultimate state that we desire through tazkiyah is to remove from the qalb all the ailments before ultimately we arrive at removing from the qalb all presence, i.e. all attachments that we have as human beings to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth and health and dunya and children and family and property and honor and friends and beloved ones and good ones and bad ones, and ultimately. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, for example, those who have taken the path not only of alhamdulillah, of being, walhamdulillah, a regular Muslim, but those who didn't want to be just regular Muslim, they wanted to experience this knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted to experience this mahbubiyya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they become beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before that, they have to themselves love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That these people, rahimahumullah ta'ala, who wanted to attain this state, would first of all, by some mechanisms, and by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would be called a murid. And I'm not indicating anything here except what the term implies. Murid actually is from irada. From arada yuridu. Murid is an adjective from arada yuridu. That is to have a resolve and a burst of will. That is, the qalb has marched forward with a burst of want and of will and of yearning and of longing and of desire and of attachment to the course, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a murid. Someone who is called a murid from sometimes even some of us who think we are scholarly are not even murid. And therefore they say sometimes that word murid is simply used metaphorically, majazan لِغَيْرِ مِثْلِ هَؤُلَى. So when someone is called your murid, that's a metaphor. It's a majaz. It's not عَلَى الْحَقِيقَةِ. You're not really a murid. It's just like, you know, a majaz. You know what majaz means. It's a metaphor. You're not really a murid. But alhamdulillah, because you are on the path of wanting to be a murid before you begin the course, فَأَحْيَانًا you call, you give the name of what you want to be, not, you give the name of something that is to be to someone who is yet to be. And that is well in the Arabic language, in Balagha, يُعْطَى إِسْمُ الشَّيْءِ إِلَى مَا يَؤُولُ إِلَيْهِ. يُعْطَى إِسْمُ الشَّيْءِ إِلَى مَا يَؤُولُ إِلَيْهِ. That exists in Arabic language and in the balagh of the Arabic language. So I become a murid, that is when there is this powerful burst inside of me of wanting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I feel the energy inside of me that gets me to march forward with my qalb in desire for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in desire that in my qalb there remains ultimately nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tazkiyah is about preparing the ground of my qalb, preparing the ground of my qalb in order to Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, in order to receive the divine nur, the divine presence, and what comes with that of subhanAllah, of greatest treasures and the greatest happiness of all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is a very beautiful hadith I find, subhanAllah, in this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى آنِيَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآنِيَةُ رَبِّكُمْ قُلُوبُ عِبَادِهِ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah, Allah. وَآنِيَةُ رَبِّكُمْ قُلُوبُ عِبَادِهِ الصَّالِحِينَ, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has amongst the inhabitants of earth vessels, aniyah, I believe the translation of that would be. And he says, and the vessels of your Lord are the qulub, the hearts of his ibad that are salihun, the righteous, the special salihun of his ibad, their qulub are the vessels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. وصح عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه أيضا إن لله تعالى في الأرض أهلين وأهل القرآن هم أهل الله وخاصته, وأهل الله هم أهل القرآن وخاصته. Verily Allah سبحانه وتعالى has أهل, relatives, people, relatives, quote unquote. وَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, may Allah be exalted from analogies, and look what this beautiful offer. And that the ahl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth are the ahl of the Qur'an, and the khassa amongst those, the very special of those carriers of the Qur'an inside of their qulub, not at the tip of their tongues. Inside of their qulub. Not at the tips of their tongues only. Not at the tips of our tongues. Inside the qulub. إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِكْرَامَ ذِي الشَّيْبَةِ الْمُسْلِمِ وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ الْغَالِي فِيهِ وَلَا الْجَافِي عَنَّهِ وَإِكْرَامَ لِلسُّلْطَانِ الْمُقْصِدِ, says Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. إِنَّ مِنْ إِكْرَامِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِجْلَالَ ذِي الشَّيْبَةِ الْمُسْلِمِ وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ الْغَالِي فِيهِ وَلَا الْجَافِي عَنَّهِ وَإِكْرَامَ السُّلْطَانِ الْمُقْصَدِ, said he صلى الله عليه وسلم, which means it is of honoring and of celebrating the glories of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show reverence to a good Muslim who is elderly, white, bearded, old Muslim. White, bearded, old Muslim. If you don't keep your beard, you will never have that honor. White, bearded, old Muslim. And second, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the carrier of the Qur'an, who is neither excessive in it nor dry in its actualization of it. جَافٍ عَنَّ, غالٍ فيه, excessive and extreme in the way he or she understands it and interprets it and actualizes it, that is away from the objectives of the Sharia as defined by Allah and by His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala al-jafi anha, nor the person who acts in dryness towards the Qur'an, in indifference towards the Qur'an, in laxity towards the Qur'an. Not that one, who is the one that deserves celebration and reverence with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, the person who has authority and who is just in dispensing of that authority. I mean by this, my dear brothers and sisters, to introduce a point that this tazkiyah, the intent behind which is to prepare our qulub for what? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like those qulub of the salihun, aniyatullahi azza wa jalla fil ard, that your qalb, that my qalb, ya Rabbi ameen, becomes a vessel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that happens, Allah, after that, no one can speak anything. As those who have experienced it have always asserted, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum wa ardahum, awliya'ullahi al-muqarrabun al-salihun, when that happens, the tongue can speak no more. When that happens, the tongue can speak no more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in indicating that, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا فَبِي يَسْمَعُ وَبِي يُبْصِرُ وَبِي يَبْطِشُ وَبِي يَمْشِي وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ قَرَأْتُهَا وَبِي يَعْقِلُ وَإِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. Oh, then subhanallah, the person's qalb is so emptied from the presence of anything, any created thing, including the will of the person. The person has no will anymore. His or her will is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside her qalb or his qalb. The person sees with his or her eyes, of his head and her head, and of his eyes or her eyes, of his or her qalb. And then who is the seer? The individual by Allah Azza wa Jalla. I become his eyesight, says Allah Azza wa Jalla in that hadith Qudsi. I become her eyesight. I become his hearing or her hearing. I become her hand or his hand. I become his leg. By me, he says, by me, see the via, the through, the instrument, wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an dhalika uluwan kabira. The person no more moves in perception and in will and externally by himself or herself, no more. By his will or her will, no more. By his love or her love, no more. By his fear or her fear, no more. But by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through him or through her, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the ultimate. Shaykh Abdul Qadir rahimahullah ta'ala says, Ya lal himam al-khasisa. Ya lal himam al-khasisa. That wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that people of the caliber of the Muqarrabun and the Awliya called him Sultanul Awliya. Why are the Himam Khasisa? Why have become the Himam Khasisa low? That is the Himam, that which we aspire to achieve and our goals to achieve. Our Himam have become low. Low. You find someone wanting to be a multi billionaire nowadays, forget about multi-millionaire, want to be great athlete, want to be great physicist, want to be great chemist, want to be great this and great that, some of which are legitimate, alhamdulillah. But at the same time, for many of us, or most of us, it is depictive of a himma khasisa. Where is the himma that wants the source of all health and wealth and knowledge and happiness? Where are they? So he said, الهمم خسيسة. The resolve of people now has become so low. No one wants that. He's speaking also to Muslims, in particular to Muslims. Those Muslims of us who suffice ourselves with certain things only, just bare minimum. For the qulub to attain that, my dear brothers and sisters, for us, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in our qulub, the qulub have to go through tazkiyah. The qulub have to be readied and prepared for that. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be in inverted commas, كما يليق بجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه, in a qalb that is dirty? Would someone whom you revere very much and you love very much, of mashallah, of knowledge and of ilm and of authority and of kada, just even your boss, come into your house when that house is unclean, would you do that? Would the malaika enter a house in which there is suwar and there are dogs? Would the malaika enter such a house? No. Didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach that? إِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا تَدْخُلُ بَيْتًا فِيهِ كَلْبٌ وَلَا صُوَرٌ. That the malaika of the rahmah, not the malaika who record, those are with you, with us, wherever we go, basically. But the malaika of the rahmah, the special malaika, the malaika who roam the universe in look, in search for those who are in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, the malaika of the rahmah, of mercy and compassion and love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many different types of malaika with different functions. He said, even the malaika of the wahi, and wahi to the anbiya is something, and inspiration and ilham to the mu'minun is something else. Do you see the point? The malaika who infuse the qulub of Bani Adam, who infuse the hearts of Bani Adam with ilham, the mu'minun, who infuse the mu'minun with ilham, those malaika included, do not enter a house in which there are images of animate objects and where there are also dogs. Didn't he say so? Didn't he? Well, look what Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala Abdul Qadir say. La ilaha illallah. If the malaika do not enter a house in which there are images and there is a dog, would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter a heart in which there are images? Allah. Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter a qalb in which there are images and idols and statues? The idol that is that nafs, the idol that is that hawa of the nafs, the intellectual inclinations within us. Hawa has to do with the inclinations that pertain to the intellectual realm and the mental realm, opinions and views and ideas and philosophies, and that is hawa. Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter a qalb in which there is the sanam of shahwa? Shahwa is the inclination that has to do with the emotional part, with the carnal part, with the appetites of the external senses, that shower of eating and sleeping and drinking and copulating and playing and so on and so forth. When the qalb is filled with that, that other sanam, will Allah Azza wa Jalla enter a qalb like that? Will He? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The answer is no. The malaika, look, these rawhani creatures do not enter a house in which there are suwar. And the suwar in the qulub are many, to the extent that sometimes we carry really other images with us. The remnants of, and the reflections of, the images that we have gathered with our eyes and heard with our ears and read with our minds and collected with our memories, and then we carry those images with us in our qulub, many of which are ugly in the spiritual sense. Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter such qalb? And I would add this, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, nor when there is a dog. And some, we have learned together that some nufus are dog-like. Some of ourselves are dog-like, are predatory. Nufusun sabu'iyya or kalbiyya, wild dog. And some of our nufus have those characteristics, some of which are overwhelmed by those characteristics that are predatory-like characteristics, dog-like characteristics, anger and wrath and loudness and attacks and taking over territory and killing and stealing and usurping and aggressive envy. An aggressive want of what others have. That's nafsun kalbiya, nafsun sabu'iyya. So the kalb inside of me. Remember? What the Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala points out, that sometimes if we truly looked into ourselves, those of us who ridicule those who worship idols and stones, which is of course wrong, then don't forget yourself, he says. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to unveil to you the reality, the haqiqa of your nafs, then you find yourself sometimes prostrating yourself to a dog. He said actually to a pig, because the example they give about the nafsul bahimiyya, the bahimi nafs is the pig, and I usually say the cow, remember? And sometimes only I bring in the pig inside. It's, La ilaha illallah. He says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to unveil to you the haqiqa of your nafs, the haqiqa of your nafs that is seen by the qalb, then you would find perhaps yourself sometimes prostrating yourself to a khinzir, because your nafs commands and you obey. And the haqiqa of that is prostrating yourself to a nafs that could be bahimi, that is a khinzir. And some people see that in dream. So if one sees himself or herself prostrating, walayyad billah, ourselves to a khinzir, that is indicative that that's the nafs I am worshipping. That's the nafs I have. Perhaps. So would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter a qalb that is nafsani, of the cattle type or of the predatory type, or of the shaitani type? Would he? تعالى الله عن ذلك علوا كبيرا. تعالى الله عن ذلك علوا كبيرا. تعالى الله عن ذلك علوا كبيرا. Thus, tazkiyah means to me, I have to cleanse my qalb, because I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will that Allah be in my qalb. I will to be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with my qalb, and I want to cleanse my qalb for Him, which is actually for me. I do not have any other recourse but that, my dear brothers and sisters. That's why they said, sometimes when they use the word mujahada, which we shall talk about, of course, they mean tazkiyah as such. And that's why they said, al-mujahadatu hiya tajliyatu. Tajliyatu. المجاهدة هي تجلية مرآة القلوب. مرآة التجلية مرآة القلوب بثقالة محبة الحق بعد انقطاع أسباب التعلق بالخلق. أيوة. المجاهدة أو التزكية هي تجلية مرآة الفؤاد أو مرآة القلب بثقالة محبة الحق بعد انقطاع أسباب التعلق بالخلق, which means that tazkiyah, or in this case, as I said, used interchangeably in this case, mujahada, is the unveiling of the qalb, the unveiling of the qalb, the clearing of the qalb. Not of the qalb, actually. Literally, it says the unveiling and the clearing of the mirror of the qalb. The unveiling, the clearing of the mirror of the qalb, using by saqala. And saqala is that which polishes, the polishing agent and substance in this case, with the polishing substance of the mahabba of the halq, of the mahabba of the haqq subhanahu wa ta'ala. That saqala, that cleansing agent, is the mahabba. That mahabba that one has for the haqq. In other words, the condition here is already being a murid. He's already being a murid. Fully engaged. Irhamukallah. That if one does not have that irada, because the mahabba is an irada in the qalb, then it won't achieve much. Now, doing that, the saqala, the cleansing agent, being the mahabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we must use in order to polish the mirror of the qalb, after the following thing, بعد انقطاع أسباب التعلق بالخلق, after severing the means of attachment to the created world. After severing the means of attachment to the khalq. Outside of al-haq is al-khalq. Outside of the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the khalq. Everything outside al-haq is khalq subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the tazkiyah ultimately is about this. Is about cleansing the qalb, clearing the qalb, unveiling the qalb, removing the clouds that cover the qulub and the stain that cover the qulub by the saqala, the polishing and cleansing agent, and means is the mahabba of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There is a burst of will for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that burst of will, in order for it to be pure and clean and effective, must follow a disengagement from all the means that attach us, the means that attach us to other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that means it is obviously a process. He's speaking here about the certainly haqiqatu at-tazkiyah. إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَقِيقَةً. Everything has, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَقِيقَةً. Everything has a haqiqa. And before to attain its haqiqa, it goes through stages. The sabr has haqiqa. The shukr has haqiqa. The rida has haqiqa. The mahabba has haqiqa. The zuhd has haqiqa. The wara' has haqiqa. The taqwa has haqiqa. Everything has haqiqa. In other words, that which, when it attains, has attained the steady state. The best and the most beautiful expression of that thing when it reaches its haqiqa. إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَقِيقَةً, says Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is the haqiqa, if you will. I think that's the intent, the haqiqa of the tazkiyah, the haqiqa of mujahada. That is what the tazkiyah is about, and that tells us, inshaAllah ta'ala, that our aspiration is this. But it goes through gradual stages, of which, inshaAllah ta'ala, we'll continue to talk about bi-ithnillah. And that the result of that tazkiyah, I think, in addition to what we have said, the presence, the ultimate desire is that presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the qalb of the mu'min, in the qalb of the salih, is also to know the world the way it really is. To know the world the way it really is. To know the world the way it really is. That qalb is a mirror, remember? And the mirror reflects objects. And the mirror of the qalb reflects nobles. And if the mirror is stained, it will not reflect the nobles the way they really are, but the way the mirror is. So clearing the mirror, clearing the qalb, will enable us to see the world, to understand the world, to view the world the way it really is, not the way we are. Oftentimes, as human beings, لَيْسَ فَحَزْفْ أَنَّنَا نُحْجَبُ عَنِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَكَفَى بِذَلِكَ شَرًّا مُبِينًا وَكَفَى بِذَلِكَ بُعْدًا مَخْزِيًّا. But not only are we veiled from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and worst and most evil of veiling it is, we are veiled from the world. We understand the world, and we see the world, and we view the world, and therefore we want to change the world in accordance to the way we know it and we see it, not in the way it really is. Because I view the world through my qalb. My qalb is that mirror in which the nobles are reflected. And before that, as we shall see, there is a lens called the nafs, that is before the qalb. So when I clear my qalb, لما يزكى القلب, then I see the world the way it really is, and therefore I will engage it the way it is, not the way I am, or I assume it to be, or I want it to become. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هُوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Definitely, qalb that is mahjoob, veiled, will not see the world and the nobles the way they are, my dear brothers and sisters. Tazkiyah makes me know. And to know needs that the qalb is cleared. And as the qalb is cleared, there is a different form of knowledge. There is a different form of knowledge. And I'm going to stop right here, inshallah ta'ala. We take our next break and we resume in around 7 minutes, bi-ithnillah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.